This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Remember, in this time of winter weather, the roads out there may be slippery. If you see ice and snow, take it slow. Each year in the U.S., there are over 1,000 deaths and 100,000 injuries due to vehicle crashes during winter weather. Be sure to clean off your vehicle before driving, as flying snow from cars can cause accidents. Keep it slow and don't use cruise control. Roads can be slick even if they just look wet. And leave extra distance between vehicles. Stay especially far from snowplows. Remember, your stopping distance will be increased on slick roads. You can learn more at weather.gov. December 6th, the Mercer area snowgoers need your help for trail maintenance. They ask that if you're able to bring equipment such as chainsaws and pole saws. However, if you don't own this type of equipment, they will find other tasks for you to do. If you're in Springstead, you can meet at Peninsula Pines at 9 a.m. If you're in Mercer, you can meet at the Groomer Barn at 8 a.m. And 24 Sections can meet at Donner's Bay at 8 a.m. Once again, December 6th, the Mercer area snowgoers need anyone with chainsaws, snowmobiles, and pole saws to help out with clearing trails after recent storm damage. Springstead can meet at Peninsula Pines at 9 a.m., Mercer can meet at the Groomer Barn at 8 a.m., and those helping with 24 Sections can meet at Donner's Bay at 8 a.m. If you have any questions, you can message the Mercer area snowgoers on Facebook. The Wisconsin gun deer hunt season has ended. Maddie Schaefer has more.
The gun deer hunt ended on Sunday, and preliminary figures from the DNR show that license sales and harvest rates are down slightly compared to last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges have reached over 790,000. Roughly 70% of those were for gun privileges. The remaining 30% included archery, crossbow, conservation patron, and sports licenses. Hunters registered over 180,000 deer during this year's gun deer season. Just over half, about 96,000, were antlerless. The rest, about 86,000, were antlered. This year's harvest total is down 0.8% statewide compared to last year. The number of antlerless deer harvested is down 2.6%. The antlerless harvest is up 0.9%.
But again, that's coming off of last year where we had 13 deer management units that had record buck harvests in 2024. So not a big surprise there. And the good news is that the antlerless harvest is actually up 1% from last year.
That's DNR deer specialist Jeff Pritzel. The regular gun deer season ran from November 22nd through November 30th. We're now in the statewide muzzleloader season, which runs through December 10th. The statewide antlerless-only four-day hunt is December 11th through December 14th, and the antlerless-only holiday hunt in select farmland zone counties runs December 24th through January 1st. More preliminary harvest registration totals are on the DNR website.
Winter has arrived, and while we can't stop the snow from falling, we can make it easier for each other. Remember to keep your vents clear. Furnace and dryer vents need fresh air, and keeping them cleared can prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and can help make sure your home stays safe and warm. Be sure to shovel your sidewalks promptly so that those using them can stay safe and have an easier time. Check on your local fire hydrant and maybe clear the snow away from it so that emergency crews can reach it fast if there is an emergency. Please make sure to not blow snow into the street and instead blow it back into your yard in order to help keep the streets clear, and keep trash and recycling bins out of the street so that they don't accidentally become damaged and so that you can make plowing the roads easier on the work crews. Remember, it takes all of us to help out this season. Tuesday, December 9th at 3:45 p.m., there's a holiday edition of Teen Trivia Night at the Phillips Public Library. You're invited to come test your knowledge about all things holiday season. This is ages 12 to 18, and refreshments will be served. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, December 9th at 3:45 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Melissa Kay has more.
Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night in five-serve form, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison, Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers, Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is really cold out there this morning, but it's not going to take long to bounce back. Mostly sunny today with a high right around 12 this afternoon. Tonight, a little snow possible. We'll drop into the single digits tomorrow. More light snow with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.